Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's a great day to be living here in the heart of Superior, California, and this is not Carl and Linda Bott, it's Ken Murray. Because Carl called me late yesterday afternoon and said that Linda wasn't feeling well and he had to take care of her and do some things this morning and asked me if I'd come in and fill in. And I said, sure. I'm as bored as everybody else with a stay-at-home order.
Yes, you were ordered to stay at home, sheltering in place. How's that going?
I'm not. Well, let me tell you about my day this or my weekend. How am I coping with COVID-19? First of all, I'm a real estate broker, and we got designated Friday as an essential service.
You're essential? Real estate brokers are?
Yep.
I guess people have to have a place to live. I would think that's essential.
I mean, so I get to go to work, but everybody's staying home, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, but they're going to call you. And.
No, they're not. They're going to watch MSNBC and
they're going to listen to the radio.
And the radio and get all confused about what everything. It's nutty.
Hey, before we get into your program, I'm going to take a look at your weather forecast. Today, you're going to expect scattered showers with a high of 57 and a low of 46 with a 70% chance of rain tonight. And today, wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour, so batten down the hatches if you're heading up in the higher elevations. Bring your chains. Tomorrow, a chance of showers in 64 with decreasing clouds and a low of 38. Now, sunny skies for Wednesday and Thursday with overnight lows dropping down in the 30s for Wednesday night and the 40s for Thursday night with increasing clouds. By Friday, a chance of showers after 11 a.m., then partly sunny and a high of 67, a low of 43. Saturday and Sunday, both days are going to be about the same, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then sunny by the afternoon with highs around 70 to 71 degrees, lows dropping in the 40s. It's mostly cloudy and raining lightly in downtown Redding. Once again, snow in the foothills, so be careful if you are planning on traveling. Red Bluff is 55, 54 in Anderson, 50 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 52 degrees in downtown Redding. And we do have some road work underway near Cascade Boulevard this morning, so just be careful if you're in that vicinity. Now, back to you.
Back to me? I get to talk again?
That's
now
it.
That I know weather, it's not going to snow on me. So
I have to squeeze in the weather.
I understand.
Yeah.
I don't mind being squeezed, too. It's not a problem. I mean, you're on the other side of the glass wall that Carl has built in here, but what the heck. So I spent the week, Friday I went shopping, grocery shopping. I went to four markets. I say I went to Safeway, Food for Less, Winco, and Raley's. And my report from the front lines is Raley has less stuff for sale than anybody. More empty shelves.
Raley's does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Up on Lake Boulevard.
What was your best shopping experience? Because there's people that, just want to make that one trip, and they're looking for specifics. Everybody, toilet paper's still on the top of the list, but they are restocking the shelves. The hand sanitizer, people are still looking for other items like vinegar and things like that. How did you fare?
I fared okay. We ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon, and it actually showed up.
Really?
Yep. I also went to, what's it called, Smart and Final? What's that place over on Hartnell that sells to restaurants?
Oh, okay. It used to be called Cash and Carry.
That's what it's called.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had stuff, but they didn't have stuff like you're talking about. I mean, they had foodstuffs. I'll tell you what I couldn't find. I couldn't find a package of pinto beans any place in this town. Everybody's stocking up on beans and rice, apparently. Maybe they're listening to the afternoon program here on this radio station where Dave talks about get out of debt, eat beans and rice, and you'll be out of debt.
Right.
Well, I'm eating beans and rice because I'm out of money, but that's because I'm not going to work.
Right. But another thing that people need to realize with this pandemic and as they shop, buy food you will eat. Buy foods that will last, those anything in a can, pretty much, it has a good shelf life. But a lot of people are buying beans and rice. They won't even eat beans and rice. And some people don't even know how to fix it. So if, you know, it's like, yeah, go buy beans and rice. That's great. But buy and shop what you're going to eat. I mean, I've seen pantries filled. And I'm saying, what are you going to make? They're like, I don't know. I don't even like it. I'm thinking, buy food you're going to eat.
I think, by and large, people under 40 have a problem coping with life anyway. But that's just because I'm old and crotchety. And this toilet paper crisis has been solved. You know, the government is printing trillions of soft, fresh dollar bills. We can just use those because... And coping mechanisms are... Well, I went to the dog park. I took my dog to the dog park, and I stayed 15 feet away from anybody. There was a wind blowing. I allowed for windage. I made longer distances if I was downwind and shorter distances if I was upwind. So
I didn't know the dog park was still open.
Dog park's open.
Well, you know, and here's one thing people, and I have heard this past week, is that people are, I don't know necessarily in this area, people are surrendering their pets because they're afraid of the coronavirus. It's not your pets that are the ones that are passing it on. That is, I'm being dead serious. People have surrendered their pets because they were afraid they're going to get it. It's not from the pets. Okay, that's just so you know. So keep your pets. But I didn't know the dog park was still open, so that's good to know.
Yeah. And so I did some of that. I missed going to church yesterday morning. You know, the church I go to is offering online services, and it's not the same. What good is it? I mean, I don't watch sermons on television from other people. I don't even want to watch them for my own pastor. It just isn't the same. It doesn't, I mean, church is about collectively gathering and worshiping together and sitting in my living room with a television set where I also watch Seinfeld doesn't feel like church. It's just me. But there are people in a lot poorer circumstances than am I. And, you know, they're bored to tears. And I have received some emails from friends of mine who are bored to tears. One guy sent me an email that said, it's not boring at all to stay in the house. But how come a bag of rice has 7,456 pieces and the other bag has 7,398? But they're not bored. I'll tell you the greatest tragedy of all of this entire, it hasn't been mentioned. You're going to hear it here first. The Peeps factory has closed due to COVID-19.
No way. Peeps.
Might as well cancel Easter. I can't believe the Peeps factory. That's horrible. And while I'm on the subject, there are some weird stuff. There are weird things that people are doing to cope. Now, I don't understand, for example, why, with all these school kids at home, mothers aren't teaching them how to make face masks with a needle and thread and a piece of cloth, an old torn-up T-shirt or anything. But, again, I'm concerned that mothers of toddlers don't know how to sew anymore because they've always bought everything online or at Target or someplace. I mean, I learned how to darn socks before I was 10 years old. I learned how to cook. I learned how to garden. I mean, when you're poor, you learn how to do everything because my shirts were made out of chicken feed socks because they used to come in colored prints, and we'd feed our chickens, and my mother would cut up the socks and make shirts for my brother and I.
Wow.
Now, you know, I mean, I doubt that a kid today can even thread a needle, much less know what one is. But they could be sitting home doing something useful. I mean, take your kid out in the backyard and dig a hole and have them plant a tomato plant or whatever you plant this time of year. You know, engage them in the world around them. I mean, it's a way to while away the hours, not in front of the boob tube. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Give us a call. What is the number here anyway?
The number here is 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
To North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. The phone number here is 605-4566. I invite your calls. How did you spend your weekend? You know what I did? I ordered pajamas from Amazon. I tried to buy, I normally don't order from Amazon. I try to go out and buy some. It's the wrong time of year to buy pajamas. Apparently, you got to buy them in the summertime because they're preparing for the winter. In the wintertime, you got to buy summer shirts or something. I have never figured that out. But in any event, for the first time in, I don't know, 50 years, I lounged around in pajamas. I haven't owned a pair of pajamas since I was young. It was kind of nice. I liked it.
And your weekend was you ordered some pajamas. You know, I can imagine.
I ordered them earlier, but they came this week.
Well, I imagine there's so many people that, just like, you know, you're saying, is people are bored and people are stuck at home. And this is the time I'm thinking, if you were at home, there's so many things you can do. How many times were you at work wondering, gosh, I wish I had today off because I could, and then fill in the blank? You catch up on your sleep. Okay, that's already been done for so many. There's other things you can do around the house, too. You can paint. You can clean up. You can redecorate. You can, you know, catch up with the kids. You can make amends with friends. You know, there's people maybe you haven't talked to. I had my best friend get a hold of me yesterday. She lives in Colorado. And I hadn't talked to her in a while because we both just go in different directions. But, you know, that's one thing. I mean, now is the time where you can also, like, figure out what you want to do from here. Like, is your job rewarding? What do you want to make some changes? Have you considered going back to school? There's a lot of people. Somebody mentioned in the chat room, cabin fever setting in yet? I think for a lot of people it is. But there's a lot of things you can do as well. And, you know, ordering pajamas, I think that's great. And the fact that you're getting them, because I wasn't sure, because Amazon supposedly is going to have a delay on delivery. So if you receive your pajamas over the weekend, that's great. So you can still order from Amazon then.
Yeah, I truly understand the cabin fever, and I'm open. Give us a call at 605-4566 and tell us what you're doing to while away your time. I got an email from a friend of mine who lives here in town. Rob wrote and said, day 14 into this isolation, and it's really upsetting to watch my wife standing at the living room window staring into space with tears running down her face. Don't get me wrong, I empathize with her, and I've even thought about letting her in from time to time. But rules are rules. Yeah. Oh, me. Well, this massive bill got passed from the Congress and signed into law. And then there's a guy, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, was on Fox. And he says, well, you know, life is hard, but it's harder when you're stupid. I like guys who talk plainly. That's why so many Americans think there's no intelligent life in Washington, D.C., he continued. It's why Congress polls right up there with robocalls and sinkholes. This is what many Americans heard members of Congress say. Oh, my God, we could run out of ventilators. Oh, my God, people could die. Quick, let's give money to the Kennedy Center and the post office. As for specifics, Kennedy said there's a provision to speed up FDA review of sunscreen products. Now, what's that got to do with coronavirus? There's money in this bill for the National Endowment for the Arts, for the National Endowment for Humanities. There's money in this bill for housing. There's money in this bill for NASA. There's money in this bill for a $500,000 water project in Utah. There's money in here for the Smithsonian. Louisiana senator said the waste was started by Speaker Pelosi with her Left of Linen Bridge to Nowhere projects, but added she's likely not the only one. I think some people in other powerful positions piled on, and I don't like it, he said. It's not fair to the American people. Now, look, I'm tight as a tick. I squeak when I walk. I'm so cheap with taxpayer money. But I said, look, this is necessary. I swallowed it and said, we're going to spend $2 trillion plus because the American people need it. But when I pick up this bill and see this kind of spending porn where people are taking advantage of a catastrophe for the American people, it pisses me off. I kind of feel the same way about all that. What do you think? 605-4566. And just to let you know that all the crazies aren't in the United States, I get this out of the Australian Guardian. An Australian astrophysicist has been admitted to a hospital after getting four magnets stuck up his nose in an attempt to invent a device that stops people touching their faces during the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Daniel Reardon, a research fellow at Melbourne University, was building a necklace that sounds an alarm on facial contact when the mishap occurred on Thursday night. Now, keep in mind, I've talked to my doctors, keep your hands away from your face. The reason you wash your hands all the time is because you're always putting them on your face. You're scratching your chin or rubbing your forehead or, your nose itches or whatever it is. And you got to keep your hands away from your face because the virus can get on your hands and it enters the body through the airway passages. And if you put your hand on your face, the virus crawls around toward your nose, apparently. So this dude who studies pulsars and gravitational waves said he was trying to liven up the boredom of self-isolation with the four powerful neodyme, some kind of magnets. I don't know what they are. He said, I have some electronic equipment, but really no experience or expertise in building circuits or things, he told The Guardian. I had a part that detects magnetic fields. I thought that if I built a circuit that would detect the magnetic field and we wore magnets on our wrists, then it could set off an alarm if you brought it too close to your face. A bit of boredom and isolation made me think of that. But the academic realized that the electronic part he had did the opposite and would only complete a circuit when there was no magnetic field present. I accidentally invented a necklace that buzzes continuously and move your hand unless you move your hand close to your face. After scrapping that idea, I was still a bit bored playing with the magnets. It's the same logic as clipping pegs to your ears. I clipped them to my earlobes and then clipped them to my nostril. And things went downhill pretty quickly when I clipped the magnets to my other nostril. Reardon said he placed two magnets inside his nostrils and two on the outside. When he removed the magnets from the outside of his nose, the two inside stuck together. Unfortunately, the researcher then attempted to use his remaining magnets to remove them. At this point, my partner, who works at a hospital, was laughing at me, he said. I was trying to pull them out, but there was a ridge at the bottom of my nose you can't get past. After struggling for 20 minutes, he decided to Google the problem and found an article about an 11-year-old boy who had the same problem. The solution in that was more magnets to put on the outside to offset the pull from the ones inside. As I was pulling downwards to try to remove the magnets, they clipped onto each other and I lost my grip. And these two magnets ended up in my left nostril while the other one is in my right. At this point, I ran out of magnets. Before he went to the hospital, Reardon attempted to use pliers to pull them out, but they became magnetized by the magnets inside his nose. Every time I brought the pliers close to my entire nose would shift toward the pliers, and then the pliers would stick to the magnet. He said, a little bit painful at this point. My partner took me to the hospital that she works in because she wanted all her colleagues to laugh at me. The doctors thought it was quite funny, making comments like, this is an injury due to self-isolation and boredom. At the hospital, a team of two doctors applied an anesthetic spray, and manually removed the magnets from Reardon's nose. When they got the three of them out from the left nostril, the last one fell down my throat, he said. That would have been a bit of a problem if I swallowed or breathed it in, but I was thankfully able to lean forward and cough it out. Needless to say, I'm not going to play with magnets anymore. Oh, well. The astrophysicist told Guardian Australia he had ruled out further experiments with the magnets and face touching and would find other ways to pass the time while at home. So there you go. You can get in trouble in self-isolation. So face masks. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning here at KCNR 96.5 or 1460 AM and online at KCNR. The phone number is 605-4566. I'm going to be joined here shortly by Randall Hurt Hampling of Partnership Health Plan. But I had one other thing I wanted to bring to your attention. You may not have heard. I learned of it from Channel 7 News last night, and so I promptly got online and looked it up on the City of Reading's website, and here's what it said. On March 19th, 2020, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statewide stay-at-home order for all California in an effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The order states that only businesses that provide essential services may remain open. And then they have a form for reporting violations to the state stay-at-home order occurring within the city of Reading. This is on the Reading Police Department website. And they refer you to Governor Gavin Newsom's list of people who should stay at home. And then what they have, and this is really interesting to me, and I want to know what you think about this. It says, you can fill out this form. You put in your name, your email address, the name of the business you're narking out, the location of the business you're narking out, and your message. Those SOBs are open, and they're supposed to be closed. I look at this and I think to myself, is this for real or is this just sop for paranoia that's running rampant throughout the community? You know, you're having to stay at home and you get your car to go to the grocery store and you see that a hair salon is still open. You're going to call and you're going to go online, fill out this form for the police department and report them as non-compliant, take a picture of their store and stuff. I mean, what is the police department supposed to do about that? Are they saying by putting in this form online and having it out on the news that they're going to actively enforce? I mean, I cannot envision the city attorney going to court to close down a business for violating a stay-at-home order. Yes, it's a violation of state law. Yes, they could do that, but among the things that are important in life right now, I don't think sending cops to keep a barbershop closed has much to do with helping alleviate some of the problems in our community. I mean, I was much happier to see a cop in front of Food for Less rousting homeless people from under the covered area at the entrance. I mean, I'm more afraid of getting coronavirus from them, and not because I think they're any more diseased than anybody else, but they're out and about more when I'm staying at home. So I don't quite understand if it's a sop to people's fears and lets them vent in a safe fashion, and go ahead online and fill out the form. On the other hand, I mean, I think if a health club is open with 300 people in it, you ought to be closed, okay? I mean, it's just common sense. But having a form and asking people to take pictures of some store that's open that shouldn't be because they sell, I don't know, underwear, and they're not an essential business, makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And I hope the cops are out doing something having to do with real crime. I mean, that involves mayhem and murder and robberies and burglaries and all that kind of stuff. And fooling around with some barbershop that's open when it shouldn't be, according to Governor Gavin Newsom's order. So, what do you think about that? 605-4566. I'm joined now by Randall Hempling. He is the head of Partnership Health Plan.
Actually, I'm on the board, and I just finished being a chairman of that board for the last 2 years.
What is it?
Yeah, Partnership Health Plan is the Medi-Cal intermediary, or we provide for all the Medi-Cal patients in the North State, 14 counties, 60,000 of whom live in Shasta County. So it's a pretty big operation.
You got 60,000 people on Medi-Cal in Shasta County?
Yeah, an expanded Medi-Cal. Actually, it runs between 56,000 and 60,000. Yeah.
So there's 100,000 people in Shasta County.
180.
180,000 in Shasta.
So one out of three, give or take, is receiving services from Medi-Cal.
And you get Medi-Cal because?
Because of your income level.
And because you're not old enough to get Medicare.
Well, there are people who are indeed both Medicare and Medi-Cal. Yeah, let's just say you have a widow who never worked, doesn't have anything on her own, or maybe, you know, somebody who did not work or didn't make enough money or didn't work 40 quarters. They would qualify for Medi-Cal and Medicare, so they're dual eligible. What we call dual eligible. So a lot of people in the nursing homes are dual eligible. They're impoverished to the point where the state, us, pays for their nursing home care, but then they get Medicare as well.
Are there enough nursing home beds in Shasta County?
Right now there are. Yeah, it appears to be there. Occasionally are not enough skilled nursing beds. The skilled nursing beds are the step-downs and rehab from hospitals. This is for people who don't need to be in a hospital but can't go home yet.
All right. I saw a poll while I was fumbling around on the Internet this weekend in my pajamas. The question asked was, how much has the coronavirus outbreak impacted your mental health? A little? 38%. Not at all? 24%. Significantly? 38%.
Yep. So, and that's going to get worse now that we're all locked down even more. And the economy. I mean, if you're out of work, you're stressed. By definition, you're stressed.
Well, but why are you stressed? Well, one reason you might be stressed is you're running out of money.
Yeah, that's the biggie. Yeah.
But I think there may be other reasons for that stress. The primary wage earner in a home probably identifies as less than if they can't provide for their families.
That's probably a good point.
That's a mental health problem.
Yeah, it is a mental health problem. It also leads to another adjunct aspect of that mental health problem, which is domestic violence, domestic abuse. That goes way up. And, I've been involved with One Safe Place since its beginning, and they're already seeing an impact of that. As people become unemployed, stress over money, stress over personal habits, being locked together in the home for a period of time, not being able to get out or not going out, can create some added stressors.
So this couple's been married 15 years. They're just finding out what one another's about, and they can't handle it anymore?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I saw something online the other day that said, I've been homebound now for a week. There's a strange lady sitting on my couch, and she's my wife, and she's pretty nice. Yeah, you know, things like that.
I heard that. Yeah. There are some funny things.
Yeah, there are. Right? Well, it's gallows humor.
It's gallows humor, and frankly, it's a release. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this reporting businesses and taking pictures of them on a gallows humor. Too.
Yeah, that's one of those things. And you pointed out it might be just a nice release for the person who wants to let them know. But I walked over here this morning, and I will walk home, and I walk by different routes, and most places are closed. Anything that touches a person is closed. The hair salons are closed. The barbershops are closed. All of these types of things are shut down. I can't imagine what would be open that would have so many people in that would be problematic. And you're right about the gyms. They have to close because everybody touches that equipment. My gym closed, and that's pretty rough on us guys that try to exercise.
Why? Okay. So you keep your barbershop open or your hair salon open. Why?
Well, they're closed.
Yeah. But if you chose to open it.
Yeah.
Why would I care enough to go take a picture and narc you out to the cops?
Well, one of the things that they're finding out is you're going to want to know, as soon as we start getting an influx of people that show up with the coronavirus, you're going to want to know epidemiologically where they have been. And the health department will ask you, where have you been? And if it turns out that you've gone to this hair salon and you're the one, you either got it there or you gave it to them. And now that hair salon has spread it around. This is serious stuff. I mean, it is. Those places should not open. They should not be having people in there that they are touching. If, you know, the fact that we're relying on others to rat them out, that's unfortunate. It's a sad thing. I've heard of a couple of hairstylists that, you know, they close their shops but then call their clients and say, come to my house. Well, that's just as bad or even worse because there's no licensing on the house. There's no guarantee that there's going to be good health hygiene at that house. All of these things need to stop. You know, just let your hair grow. Let your nails grow. You know,
well, but
ugly up.
Where do we go from common sense
and
trusting people's judgment to essentially martial law? I mean, if I wanted a haircut, why don't I just drive down to Red Bluff or over to Weaverville? They have zero reported cases of coronavirus in those two counties.
So far.
So they ought to be safe, right?
Nope. It's out there. It's endemic. It is on the surfaces. It's out there for people to catch. And if we don't block it, it's just going to bubble up. It's like a water in a balloon. When you squeeze on one part of it, it blows up in another. It's going to be here for a while, and it's going to go nationwide, and we just have to try to truncate it as best we can.
All right. Well, Randall's busy depressing me. We're going to take a commercial break, come back. The phone number here is 605-456-THIS. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. Our phone number 530-605-4567.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorento, Sportes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bach. Phone number 605-4566 if you want to participate in the conversation this morning. In the studio with me is Randall Hempling. He's on the board of Partnership Health Plan, Turtle Bay. Why Turtle Bay close?
Oh, I'd love to tell you. Let me tell you all about Turtle Bay.
Okay.
First of all, it's a gathering spot, so it's like any other business and needs to close. And it didn't fully close. The Arboretum is open, and it's an iconic place here in town. So let me tell you what we've done. 30 people have been laid off. Those are seasonal and part-time people have been laid off. Everybody else has taken is going down to 30 hours a week, so they've taken a 25% cut in pay. That's everybody. We have animals to take care of. We have to have the place ready to go, you know, when it does open back up because of the number of visits. But the people there have really, really pulled together to make this thing happen. It's not unlike when we had the issues several years ago when the city cut the $700,000 they were giving, and we made the decision and made the great fight to build the hotel, which turned out to be a brilliant move until now, through the first 2 weeks of February, it made its whole February nut in terms of paying taxes and all these kind of things. Now, just like every other hotel in town, it's virtually a desert zone. There are a few people over there, but it actually had the best census in town until this happened, and still does. But they laid off 100 people at the hotel as well.
Is there a loan on that?
Yeah, there are actually three loans.
So they will be delayed.
Yeah.
Because of federal action.
Well, we have one bank loan that's with Tri-Counties Bank, and they've been very good in working with us on things. McConnell Foundation and then KKR Foundation, those are loans that they're very good about allowing us to do interest.
Those aren't government-backed loans anyway.
No, they're not government-backed loans. So. No, and it's one of those things, you can't get blood out of a turnip. But we will, we'll be up and going when we go. We did have to postpone and probably I can't say cancel, but our auction, our big auction every year that generates about $200,000, has had to be moved. So it's put us on a bit of a cash problem, but it's not unlike everybody else in town.
I had to quit going to those auctions. They were costing me a fortune.
Well, that's the plan. And that's why we start with a generous amount of alcohol and, nice food and good camaraderie. And then you get to bid against your friends and spend more than you'd ever thought you'd spend for something. And that's a delight. And it takes care of a wonderful organization.
Probably one of the reasons I quit drinking several years ago. I ran out of money.
Yeah.
To drink.
Yeah.
What about this? I was out and about this week, and I drove through a Home Depot parking lot. Now, Home Depot is limiting the number of people in their store at any given point in time, which is wonderful. Okay, and they have an employee at the entrance and several at the entrance and a couple at the exit, making sure nobody goes in the exit and people go in the entrance in a metered fashion.
Yep. Costco's doing the same.
I want to know what good any of that does. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let me finish the question.
Certainly.
When there is a line of 30 people outside standing elbow to elbow.
That's why it's a good thing that we're on the radio this morning, and everybody should be 6 feet apart, period. No exceptions. So if you're standing in a line and you're buddied up standing right next to somebody, you're really not thinking well at this time. And people that have a cold or sneezing and these kinds of things need to, do that correctly. Sneeze into something and protect themselves and protect other people. It doesn't mean treat everybody that sneezes like a pariah, but it is important that people, when they're standing in those lines, they separate. I mean, that's just smart thinking. Now, keep in mind, Does that mean
the people that go to Home Base or Home Depot aren't smart?
Nope. It just means that they're not aware. There's a difference between being stupid and ignorant. You know, stupid is a stupid does, but ignorant simply means you don't know. I mean, you know, I can't do surgery. I've worked in a hospital forever, but I can't do surgery or I can't read an EKG. I'm ignorant. I mean, extraordinarily ignorant as it comes to healthcare, other than healthcare management and systems.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. This awareness thing, and I've been thinking. I thought a lot about this yesterday while I was lounging around in my pajamas. But what I want to talk about is the mental progression of what's going on in our community. I mean, we've gone from everyday normal to awareness, to concern.
Right.
Okay. And some have gone from concern to fear, and some have gone from fear to panic. And I see this all over town. Now, the one thing I think that combats this, and it's been proven, is awareness. Awareness is key. People that remain aware and that are conscious that awareness is key, fact check everything they read, see, and hear. And they are, and I read an actual study on this, people who fact check everything they read, see, and hear are 50% likely to fall for scams or fake news. And also less likely to graduate from concern to fear to panic.
Yep.
So awareness is key. But where does awareness come from? I mean, we can talk about it on the radio. You can see it on television. Maybe you can see it on television because it depends on what channel you're watching. Some channels are all panic all the time. Some are much more sedate about it. And like when I saw on KRCR News last night about the police having a form online where you could narc out a business, I didn't automatically believe it just because it was on KRCR. I went to the City of Reading website through their portal to the police department and checked it for myself. And I know that people don't do that.
I know.
And you know, they watch Fox News or MSNBC or whatever they watch and believe it's the gospel.
Yeah. I fact check just about everything that, first of all, that I see on the internet, and I'm beginning to make some of my friends angry, and they can probably unfriend me for it. But if you put the wrong thing out there, one of these deliberate wrong things, I don't care which side you are, right, left, or whatever, you put it out there, I will fact check it, and then I will make a comment on there, and I'll say, this is fake news, it's been out there before, please fact check. Or I'll start it with please fact check and ask my friends to quit, you know, to start thinking before they just broadcast stuff. And it's amazing how many things are put out there, particularly on the coronavirus thing and trying to place blame where it came from. And it doesn't make any difference where it came from. Now it's here. So you're right. If people will simply start fact-checking, and it's real easy to do online. You don't have to go to factcheck.com or something like that. You just put in the question, did so-and-so do this, and it will bring it right up because somebody else has fact-checked it, or Snopes or something like that.
We're going to be back right after this break for the news. The phone number is 605-4566. How did you spend your weekend? How are you coping? What are alternatives to sitting around scaring yourself? And other things that you may want to talk about right after the news.
KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More than 1,000 additional hospital beds have now arrived in New York City. Those beds on board a Navy hospital ship that is docked in New York Harbor.
To help relieve New York area hospitals overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases, the USNS Comfort medical crew will start treating patients on Tuesday.
Their mission will be to care for New Yorkers who do not have the virus but who require urgent care.
President Trump describes the floating hospital as a message of hope and solidarity to the people of New York. Meanwhile, the Navy's other medical ship, Mercy, is taking in California residents off the coast of Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America that New Orleans and Detroit are showing signs that they're going to take off with coronavirus cases, while other smaller cities are percolating. President Trump extending coronavirus social distancing guidelines by 1 month, extended to April 30th.
Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx with the latest projected death toll for the U.S.
Between 80,000 and 160,000, maybe even potentially 200,000 people succumbing to this. That's with mitigation.
One Phoenix police officer is dead, fatally shot while answering a domestic dispute call last evening at a home in North Phoenix.
We lost a true hero. Greg Carnicle was a 31-year veteran of our department.
Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams on KPHO. Two other officers wounded. They are expected to recover. Wall Street, the Dow is up 244 points. The S&P, 38 points higher. The NASDAQ up 154. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law, and we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, a reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Hungarian parliament set to extend a coronavirus emergency law granting authorities extraordinary powers during the outbreak. The BBC's Nick Thorpe in Budapest.
The Fidesz government tried and failed to push this bill through parliament in an accelerated procedure last week. Opposition parties support an extension of the state of emergency, in force since March the 11th, but say the new law leaves insufficient limits on central power. In particular, they object to the fact that it's for an indefinite period. More than 100,000 people have signed an online petition against the law. The confirmed number of infections in Hungary stands at 450, with 15 deaths, low by international comparison.
Shopkeepers in the city at the center of the virus outbreak in China are reopening today, but customers have been scarce in Wuhan. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A university in the Pacific Northwest mourning the passing of a towering figure in its football program.
Former University of Washington football coach Jim Lambright has died at the age of 77. Lambright spent nearly four decades with the Husky football program as a player, assistant coach, and finally head coach. He was the defensive coordinator of the 1991 team, which went undefeated, and became head coach in 1993 when Don James stepped down. Lambright had a 44-25-1 record as head coach and never had a losing season. His 1995 team shared the Pac-10 title with USC, but lost the Rose Bowl bid on a tiebreaker. Jim Bernard, Seattle.
Toyota says its auto plants in Europe will halt production at least until April 20th because of the coronavirus outbreak. Toyota has factories in a half dozen European countries. Meanwhile, a Toyota spokeswoman says all of the automaker's plants in China resume normal production today. The Dow up 279 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. This morning it is 8:05. It is 66 degrees is going to be the high today right now. It looks like it's 46. Have I got that right, Sue?
Today, you can expect it to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of right around 57 with a low of 46. Tomorrow, more rain and 64 degrees, a 50% chance of showers with decreasing clouds and a low of 38. Sunny coming up for Wednesday and Thursday with increasing clouds by Friday and a chance of showers. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can expect, once again, a chance of showers, then sunny by the afternoon on all 3 days. Okay, so just lows in the 70s for the weekend. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Redding, raining lightly. Red Bluff is 55, 54 in Anderson, 50 in the city of Shasta Lake, 52 degrees in downtown Redding. Quite a bit of road maintenance at this time on Loma Vista Drive, also in and around other locations of Redding, and on Cascade Boulevard. If you're traveling north between Redding and the Oregon border, expect delays on Highway 96. We do have snow plows out and about on 44 this morning and 299 west towards the coast. Now, Ken, back to you.
You know, I'm not going to trust this electronic thing that's in the studio that tells me the outside temperature, because you know more than this thing does. I rely on people rather than instruments.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. And I fact check you. This is a lie. You're telling the truth.
Yes.
I'm joined in the studio this morning by Randall Hempling, who is on the board of Turtle Bay and Partnership Health Plan, former head of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We were talking earlier about how you're coping, how I'm coping, how he's coping, how all of us are coping with the restrictions brought about by COVID. And the phone number is 605-4566 if you want to call in. I'm having trouble getting my brain wrapped around, Randall, this coronavirus outbreak impact locally. If nationally 38% of people are suffering mental health problems, significant mental health problems directly related to their fears having to do with the coronavirus outbreak. And then I see an ad that we're going to have a field hospital of between 50 and 250 beds in Redding to serve 13 counties, not including the coastal counties.
Right.
And I see that Tehama County has no COVID-19, Tehama County, nor does Trinity County. Seems to me like we're fairly well isolated. We've had 3 confirmed cases, as far as I know, according to the news. One new case was reported this weekend, but it was a 60-year-old person who had other problems and was down in Sacramento.
Right.
So why are we going to get over? And I read another report that said the hospitals are only at 60% capacity.
Yeah,
why are we going to get overwhelmed?
Okay. This thing grows quadratically. And the fact that Trinity County and other counties may not have any cases, that simply means that ignorance is bliss. They haven't tested. They don't know. You know, they may have had a few that tested negative, and so they sit back and say, oh, well, we don't have it. Well, it's going to be there. It's in every state. This thing is on every possible surface out there, and it is. I mean, if that sounds crazy. Even the president yesterday said, well, if we only have 100,000 dead, that's good. I mean, this is the guy that a month ago said, well, we have 15, it's going to 1, and it'll be a miracle, it's going to be gone. And that was a case of ignorance is bliss, because they didn't know. They hadn't tested enough. Now we're going to start really testing, like they have in other countries, and get a hold on it. And hopefully what we're doing now will mitigate all of this. There's still going to be a lot of people that get sick, and there are going to be people who die from this of all ages. You remember they started out saying it's just going to be the elderly. You and I are the ones going to get attacked by this thing, and now it turns out it's everybody is possible. And that's what makes it important that young people really follow the rules, because they're going to carry this thing around. Yeah, they're going to congregate. They're going to do these things. They need to try to follow the rules as best they can. Their parents need to monitor that, help all of us, you know. But as I said, it's because they haven't been tested. People haven't shown up. I know I have several friends, not the least of whom is my wife, who has asthma and had a major bronchitis issue about 2 weeks ago. had to get on all kinds of drugs, prednisone, the whole bit to calm the attack. And they did not test her for this because she didn't have all the symptoms. And they were correct. You know, it would have taken a week for her to get the test back anyway. But they were correct because she's clearing up. Everything is, you know, it's back to what can be relatively normal. But she didn't need the test.
So are we more feared, more fearful of the unknown than the known?
Yeah, absolutely. But now we have more known. Yeah, we know what's going on in New York. We know what's going on in New Orleans. And we know the cause. The beauty of it is, in New Orleans, we had the classic Petri dish where they decided to go ahead and have Mardi Gras even after this thing had started, and now it's blown up. And everybody that went to Mardi Gras is a potential carrier, what we call a vector, of this particular virus. So if somebody from Reading went to Mardi Gras, there's a potential that they were affected. Now, if they haven't gotten symptoms yet, that's over a month ago, they're probably fine. But that's how it all starts. You know, look at every horror movie that you've ever seen. It always starts with some scientist, you know, trying to recommend to the government that this is a big problem, and then, you know, they poo-poo it, and then the world falls apart. You know, that's
well, the reality is.
Yeah.
The reality is the scientists are wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in a movie.
Yeah, that's right.
However, I'm still having trouble getting up to being fearful as opposed to cautious. Yeah. I am cautious, but I'm not fearful.
That's the way you should be.
There's three people out of 180,000 in Shasta County. That percentage is so low that, okay, so let's say that it's off by a factor of 10. Okay, so there's 30 people walking around with it. We only caught three of them. Still 30 people out of 180,000 is very, very low.
The problem is you don't know if you've got it. You might, the real problem is somebody, particularly a young person in this case, may just have a normal, what they perceive as just a mild cold. And it turns out it's coronavirus, and they're spreading it. And they don't start spreading until it's been with them for 10 to 14 days. And then the person that they have infected doesn't start showing the symptoms for 10 to 14 days. Now you're 3 weeks out from, you know, it's whatever's happening today will not show up for 20 to 30 days. And therein lies the problem. We don't know how many we've got here because we haven't had that many tested. And the idea they're putting, you know, they're doing this field hospital, that's a good idea. They'll catch the overflow from the hospitals that will come if this thing is not controlled. Just like it's, you know, we're all little New Yorks and we're all little Italys. You know, everything, if we, you know, Italy blew it. They've actually got a great health system in Italy, but the problem is they hug and kiss everybody all the time, and they're always gathering and singing and dancing, and they poo-pooed it for too long, and now they're paying the price.
Well, but you look at the map of the United States, and where the outbreaks are densely congregated metropolitan areas.
But there are cases in every state.
There are cases, but I'm not looking for 10,000 cases in Shasta County. Are you?
No, and you're absolutely correct that the way to protect ourselves is, one, be aware. And then look back on history. Look at the great plagues of Europe back in the Dark Ages and then beyond that in the 1800s and 1700s. Some of the great works of art, and like Newton, he did all of his stuff during a plague. But what he did is he isolated himself and so did Shakespeare. They isolated themselves while they were doing their works of art. That's why they were able to survive. And then after the great plague, you know, we had the Renaissance, or the Renaissance, whatever you want to call it. So we're going to come out of this thing, I think, very, very solid. And we will have learned a lot. And we will have discovered the failures of our healthcare system, which I've been talking about for years. I mean, we have a massively inefficient healthcare system. And it's proving itself right now with the way they're trying to distribute wherewithal and PPE product.
I want to talk about whether it's inefficient or not when we come back from this break. We'll be right back with Randall Hempling.
On KCNR 96.5 FM, online, and AM 1460.
Hey, so sister, ain't that Mr. on the radio? Stereo, the way you move. on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Bob here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 or 1460 AM. Phone number is 605-4566 if you want to contribute to whatever we're blathering on about. I can't help the devil makes me do this, but COVID-19, I have learned, impacts men and women more than all other genders combined.
Yeah, more men?
No.
No, men and women?
Yeah, more than all other genders.
Yeah, that's true.
This fear thing is of concern to me because of the wealth of misinformation and information that is available via the media and via online. I got an announcement. Actually, a friend of mine here in town sent me an email. It was a picture of her phone. It was a video. And you could see that it was live talking, and it was one guy talking, and there was another guy in the back room. In the background, you could hear from time to time. But what the entire video was about is that this guy had talked to a doctor friend of his in some other state and a nurse in Vancouver, Canada, or someplace. And based on his personally known sources of absolutely trustworthy people, it has become clear that ibuprofen is an accelerant that causes people with COVID-19 to get worse rapidly. Have you heard that?
I've seen such things, but it is true that if you're like on a ventilator or something in a hospital, or if your lungs are impaired, ibuprofen does not help. You don't want to lower your temperature with ibuprofen. Tylenol is better. I mean, these types of things. The key thing for people to know is that there's one guy that I think in this world that you can absolutely trust on this stuff, and it's Dr. Fauci. I mean, he is the eminent guy. He's been around for years. He's worked for every president, every party. He is the one person you can trust in terms of the information. And one of the main things he talks about is lack of information. The issue that now we're finally testing, we're finally getting things to where we get enough information to act upon it, and we're starting to be able to do some reasonable projections that are kind of scary, and this is where the fear stuff comes in, but it's just a matter of being aware. We can truncate this thing like every other plague that's been out there with the right kind of isolation.
Yeah, and I know that ibuprofen versus Tylenol depends on the condition you're treating.
Yeah.
But to come out with this thing on allegedly reliable sources, you know, as far as I know, that was manufactured by the deep state within the Tylenol manufacturing community, because 95% of ibuprofen comes out of China, and it's a direct hit. And I just consider it to be more fake news.
Yeah, well, it's,
but it's spreading around everywhere.
Yeah, it's.
Now, you said earlier that our healthcare system is inefficient.
Yeah, and we're proving it right now, and it's perfect. Maybe we can get it fixed after this.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute. In my lifetime in California, or just in Shasta County, I've been here 50 years, we used to have a county hospital.
Yeah.
We don't have a county hospital anymore. It was bleeding money from every orifice, okay?
Right.
And so we have private hospitals, three of them in town that I know of.
Yeah, actually four.
Okay, there's
Kindred,
four.
Kindred, it's a recovery hospital over there.
Okay, so yeah. We have four private hospitals. Private hospitals have to make a profit. They have to make
a
profit.
Yeah, either not-for-profit ones actually make more profit than the for-profit ones.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Not-for-profit, I mean, so yeah. They pay their executives $500,000 or $600,000 a year,
yeah.
But they're not-for-profit.
Yeah.
But we have a private health care system as opposed to a national health care system in the United States.
Right.
And I've been in other countries, many other countries, that have public health care systems, and their health care systems don't even come close to what we have in the United States.
Thank God.
Thank God. And they have government-run
yep.
public health care systems,
yeah,
and they suck. Ours is, well, in many cases, they just suck. And ours is pretty doggone good.
Based on what fact are you using to say that it's pretty doggone good?
That's okay. For everyday stuff. If I got a broken bone, I'm going to go get it fixed. If I've got a whatever it is. We have good hospitals. But we have good practitioners.
Yes,
we have good nurses and doctors. It's inefficient, but the alleged efficiencies of the Soviet system or the British system or the Canadian system or the Swedish system come at a price. And the price of that efficiency seems to me to be the government choosing who lives and dies at some level. And that's less true in the United States. So what inefficiencies do you think are going to get fixed as a result of this that don't lead to the problems they have in other countries?
All right, you're talking about an apples and orange thing here. When you say that the other systems suck and they're terrible, we're 28th in life expectancy among industrialized countries. We pay twice as much for our health care here. The fetal mortality is higher here than in 26 other industrialized countries. There's better access to health care in other nations than there is here. So to say that theirs suck is, one, wrong. Two, very wrong. They are organized differently, and for a reason. The big thing here is, like you said, most of it is private. Money drives everything as it relates to our health care system in this country. When I say we're inefficient, there are 2,950 independent regulatory agencies dealing with this coronavirus right now. We've got our own county health department. We have the state. We have all these other things that can do stuff. They're all out there trying to acquire different product at different levels. This doesn't happen in any other country. And the reason that it doesn't happen, and this is the beauty of the United States, we are the United States of America. We are a federalist system. We are a system that has 50 states, give or take, on any given day, all operating somewhat independently. You don't have that in any other nation. They can mobilize in any other nation around, France, Germany, Britain. They don't have all the independent states also making the same decisions, competing with each other for the same product, whether it be a mask or a ventilator right now. That's what I'm saying when it's inefficient. If we had if I don't care who could have acted, or the beauty of it is right now is that it is screwed up in terms of the way it's going, and there will be a postmortem at the end of the day on this, and hopefully they'll let the CDC and others come up with a real legitimate plan for here's what we do when this happens again, and it will happen again, to where we're able to mobilize, we're able to acquire stuff, we will stockpile things. The worst thing we could possibly do is go out and build a whole bunch of new hospitals. It is not a hospital-based issue. It's an equipment and personnel-based issue. We're gonna stand up a hospital here in town, and it's gonna be fun to try to figure out how it's gonna be staffed. And it's gonna be real fun to figure that out, since we're very short-staffed across the board for primary care and other forms of care in the North State as it is. But that's what I was talking about as far as inefficiency, not bad outcome.
I want to talk about this inefficiency. Yeah. The European Union is a collection of independent states. Okay, much like, and they're not federalists like the United States are. We have 50 states, and each is doing their own thing. And in Europe, the same thing is happening. Each of those states are doing their own thing. Germany's competing with Italy for ventilators and whatever. I mean, they have the same thing, despite all their alleged efficiency. Healthcare flows to where it can recapture its own costs.
At minimum, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And much of healthcare is overpriced to cover for stuff that the government has dictated that if you're going to have the privilege of having a private hospital, then by law you will treat everybody who walks through the door.
And in a very expensive facility, California being the worst in the state, in the country as far as regulations.
So I don't know. The government is creating inefficiencies, do you have some kind of hope that they will pull their heads out of their wazoos as a result of this and fix anything?
Well, I would hope so.
Lord loves an optimist. We got to take a break.
Hope is not a plan, though.
We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips.
in the moonlight shadow. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 and AM 1460 and on the phone at 605-4566 if you want to participate in the conversation. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda this morning, and I'm joined in the studio by Randall Hempling, former head of Shasta Regional Medical Center, on the board of Partnership Health Plan for Medicare folks, and on the board of Turtle Bay. Apparently, Sue tells me there's a lot. I don't look in the chat room, but I think I've been there once. And the one time I went there, I got accused for writing a whole bunch of stuff, and I think I've only ever posted once. And a lot of that stuff I never wrote. But the big news of this morning, as far as I'm concerned, is that the Peeps factory shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. Just Born Quality Confections said it's temporarily halting production at its facilities in Pennsylvania. It started on March 25th through at least April 7th and probably May 1st. No more Peeps are being hatched for at least a couple of weeks, but it shouldn't affect Easter baskets. Now, that's just dead wrong. It may not affect Easter baskets, but it doesn't allow for the fact for all the Peeps the adults eat while they're putting them in the Easter baskets. And it doesn't account for the fact that people are stuck at home with nothing else to do, and Peeps are an essential comfort food, and I don't know why it's not on the list. So there you have it. I'm going to race out and buy all the Peeps I can right away before it becomes the toilet paper of the confection industry. Anyway, I was Randall Hempling, you're hoping that our inefficient healthcare system will become more efficient.
Yeah, well, I just hope that people put their heads together and start thinking about it, at least as it relates to this type of episode, so that we get a distribution system, we get the stockpile right, we get it. We do like we've done for organ donors. You know, they finally had to put together a system to where organs were dispatched and appropriately placed based upon need and location and all these things. And it took years for people to come together on that. And we need to do the same thing as it relates to our resource on pandemics and epidemics.
All right, let's talk about that, okay? Yeah. During the what was it, SARS in 2008,
mm-hmm.
New York went through their supply and federal government backed them up to some extent, and in both New York and California, we took less ventilators than we were offered, and that was for budgetary reasons of state government.
It almost always is.
And are you suggesting that the federal government ought to stockpile things for states that are run by incompetent governments?
They should stockpile things for the people of this country, irrespective of who's, you know, based upon perceived need, based upon the perceived numbers out there. We stockpile oil, for heaven's sakes. Why? Do we stockpile it for states? No, we stockpile it for the national defense. This is a national defense issue. This is a homeland security issue. It is a healthcare issue. This is a universal issue of being able to take care of the entire population of the United States of America. That's, again, a problem with our federalist system. And the states need to buy into this through Congress or whatever and begin to allocate resource for the future. Every administration, and they're all blaming back to Washington on why we're not prepared for this thing. Every administration has made the decision, well, maybe we can put this off. I mean, you can look at the city we live in. Look at our streets. Look at these things that we put off and put off and put off. And then we have to have a rate increase to do something about it, and people scream about the rate increase. You can't constantly put off what you know is going to happen in the future. There will be other epidemics and pandemics, and there's no reason that you can't stockpile resource. We're going to come out of this stuff with every ventilator we'll ever need for the rest of our lives. There are going to be a huge number of ventilators out there, and I hope we don't just stick them on a ship, you know, down in Vallejo Harbor and let them rot.
Well, I value your opinion. I'm not necessarily buying it.
Because
I'll tell you why. Okay. You say, you know, even locally, we keep putting off our streets and put them off. It's not what happened. City of Reading decided to go into the bus business, and they took all of their street money and put it into the bus business because that's what the community wanted.
Now
the streets turned to crap, and it's the city's fault, but nobody wants to give up anything. They just want more things.
That's the point. And a better example would have been our water and sewer systems. you know, that we put off, and then 2 years ago over on Churn Creek, we have a big rupture remain, and we have to mitigate damages to an apartment complex, cost millions of dollars to fix that and mitigate all those damages, when they could have had a bond issue and gotten a lot of these capital things done, but we keep putting them off.
We could have, but nobody votes for a bond, so
that's right.
What's the point?
Well,
I mean, what happens is, and I don't care whether it's local government or federal government, okay, everybody has a different interpretation of what the fix are is, and there aren't any adults in the room making things happen. I mean, Congress is a perfect example of a dysfunctional government.
Well, we will. The beauty, as I said, of this whole problem that we're going through right now is that we have the perfect example of how it has gone astray. And they can take this, put it out on a – they can sit around a big table and lay it all out, and here's where it went wrong, and here's where we can fix it for the future, irrespective of assigning blame. We can say, hey, all right, here's where
they're
we are.
They're not capable of that.
Well,
they're not capable of
it. There's the hope, I think. You know,
I have no hope.
Yeah.
Everybody's assigning blame to everybody.
You're a fatalist. Yeah.
No, I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatist. And the fact is – we have a bunch of people whose main goal in life is to stay in office, sitting in Washington, D.C., figuring out where they're going to get enough money to run for re-election in 2 years, rather than sitting down and talking to one another and saying, what can we do as human beings to solve this problem?
Yeah.
Forget the party structure. Let's focus on the human need.
Yeah, that's
And so, I talked earlier about the Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. You know, he held his nose and voted for the bill that $2.2 trillion bill,
right,
because it was important for the American people, even though it included $500,000 for a water project in Utah, some piece of and other pieces of pork. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're adults.
No, they're politicians. And people forget about the staffs of the politicians as well, because they're the ones who really have some risk out there, because if their politician goes away, they
their
don't have a job.
Away.
So there are a lot more of those people than there are politicians. So.
Yeah, and they all live in
they're all focused.
They all live in Washington D.C. and Richmond, you know, and around that area, and you know they have a coronavirus outbreak because they collect, and maybe it's just a. Cleaning out the gene pool so we can get some decent people.
The really nice thing that we're finding with the coronavirus is it doesn't care who you are or what you make or what color you are or what sex you are, except that it tends to hit males harder than it does females right now. It's a pretty universal kind of bug. Yeah, nobody's protected.
I spent some time this weekend calling my family in different states. I mean, my extended family. And I was asking what different ones are doing. And, you know, they're basically kind of staying at home. But it's a function of how old they are, what they're doing. You know, the 30 and 40-year-olds are all bridling under the stay-at-home order. They're going absolute nuts. My niece has two daughters Colorado Springs, Colorado, they're driving her crazy because now she's homeschooling. She doesn't know anything about homeschooling. She lost her job and now she's homeschooling and everybody's on everybody's nerves. But what I found out also was I called my extended family in Southern California where I have elderly aunts. And my 90-year-old aunt said, if I go, I go. How am I going to worry about it? I stay at home anyway. What's the problem? The younger they are, the more freaked out they are, it seems to be. And the older they are, more fatalistic they are.
Well, I tell you what, the kids today are in much better shape than you and I would have been back in the 50s. If they had locked us up in the 50s, everything we did was outdoors.
Right.
With a stick and a ball, and that was it. We just got out of the house at dawn, and we came back in at dusk, and that was it. Now at least they have the computers, and they can play their games. And
I'm not sure we're any better off. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Phone here is 605-4567 if you have a question or comment.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460. The time, 8:45.
morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Frank Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. I'm in the studio this morning with Randall Hempling from Partnership Health Plan and Turtle Bay and just dude about town. So I have a question for you. You have all this hope that the inefficiency in our medical system will be triaged after this pandemic goes away. What one thing would fix things more than anything else that you can think of?
I'm sorry to be able to just put off the question. The inefficiencies that I'm talking about are the inefficiencies as it comes to managing a pandemic. We're not going to change the inefficiencies in our healthcare system overnight. There's too much money made by too many people, and everybody's got everybody points the finger at whether it's pharmacy or the hospitals, or it's everybody's issue. We've got too much of some things and too little of others. And it's just a poorly managed system, and it's going to stay that way. All we try to do as a country is try to figure out ways to pay for it. We don't figure out ways to make it more dynamic or change it or plan it, or because somebody's ox is going to get gored. So you just kind of leave that alone for a while. But as far as this pandemic is concerned, it's an excellent opportunity for every health system person in the country to put their heads together with the government and come up with a plan to manage in the future. That you can do, and you can assign resource for that. It's like, you know, we have this huge military, for instance, and we plan for the next war, but we plan for the war that looked just like the last war, when we ought to be planning for cyber attacks. But at least in this case, we know exactly what could be happening in the future. A bug is a bug is a bug, and we can set up systems to manage it in the future, even to the point of managing the way we're attempting to semi-segregate and quarantine and make ourselves, you know, less susceptible to this particular disease. Everybody's going to come out of this with that. And 30 days from now, I guarantee you, you know, when I'm spraying alcohol on the countertops in my house, I'm going to keep doing it. Because it's a good thing to do. And people are not going to shake hands anymore. I mean, if you shake hands, if 30 days from now you haven't learned not to shake hands, then you've done something wrong. If you want to come up and shake hands and do things with me, I'm just going to I'm going to cross my hands over my chest like I do when I don't accept the chalice at church, because I don't want to drink from a common cup. Those are the kinds of things that the entire country will learn. Then we need to institutionalize that and come up with a real plan that says, here's how we're going to allocate ventilators, and here we're going to have a stockpile of protective equipment for the most valuable people in the system right now, which are healthcare providers and first responders out there. They're putting themselves at risk every day. You know, that we can do, and that's relatively easy, the big part of it. You can always spend money. That just takes money.
No, it takes agreement to spend money. And when you spend money, you're taking money away from somebody else.
The Fed just printed, literally printed $2.2 billion or $2 trillion.
And they're taking it away from me and you.
No. Yeah, they're just printing money.
That just devalues everything else I own.
Yeah. So, well, inflation hadn't gone up yet. When inflation does go up, then you'll have a valid argument. But I don't think inflation's going to spike either. We're just printing money.
You do have a lot of hope. I have no hope for that.
Well, yeah, hope springs eternal, as they say. Yeah.
But I'm an optimist. You cannot. I don't see logically how you can prepare for a pandemic without bankrupting the country. I mean, an actual pandemic happens every, 100 years or something?
Well, they just spent $2.2 trillion with a real pandemic. I don't think it would cost $2.2 trillion to prepare for the next one.
They spent $2.2 trillion on a pandemic, okay, and preparing for the next one, in my opinion, is going to cost $5 trillion because there's probably a lake that needs the algae removed in Wisconsin that they'll stick into the damn bill. I mean, I got no faith in Congress to handle the problem because they're too polarized.
Yeah, that they are.
And so preparing for a pandemic, I see, is a way to another Trojan horse that looks nice and is a statue to the god of all horses, but is, you know, basically a pig in horse clothing. But that's just my opinion.
Yep.
You know, let's go back. You see this, right now 38% of the people are, according to a poll I read this weekend, 38% of folks said that their mental health was significantly impacted. You see that as going up.
Yeah.
Is it because we're less able to cope? And I'm gonna make an ageism comment, and I think older people are much better to cope than young people.
Well, that may be true, because you know, I'm sitting here living on Social Security, but I have a secure, it means I'm secure. I have no debt. So my mental health is in actually pretty good shape, and I live with a wonderful woman, and, you know, we separate ourselves enough during the day so we're not killing each other. But for young people, I mean, this whole thing that the reason I think it's going up or going to go up is a factor of time. If we got 30 days, they're worried. This poll was taken based on people that had been doing this for 10 days. Tell me what it's like when it's 45 days. My prediction is that it goes up because we're going to become more stressed, particularly the longer we're out of work, the longer we're not interacting with people, the stressors will go up. And once again, I have to point out that everyone needs to be on the lookout for domestic violence, that the resources are still out there to take care of people if they are involved in this. Do not fail to use One Safe Place or, you know, whatever other, call 211 and find out what resources are available to you for mental health care so that it doesn't get to that level. It's just too important.
Yeah, I agree that domestic violence will go up, and it's an unfortunate side effect.
Yep.
I mean, it's already a huge problem in our society.
It's a big problem in Shasta County.
A big problem in Shasta County.
Shasta County has one of the higher incidences of this.
So how are you coping?
I'm
you're staying away from your wife and walking a lot. That's what I've heard so far.
Well, I walked over here. It's 8,600 steps from my house to this studio, and I'm going to walk home.
How many miles is 8,600 steps?
For me, that's about 3.5 miles, something like that. And I try to do that every day as best I can. The other thing is, and the beauty of the president saying now it's going to be till the 1st of May, is I had all these projects I was going to do at the house, and I'm a procrastinator. And now I have 2 more weeks to procrastinate and not get all these little projects done, all these honeydews. But I'm doing it like, you know, a little bit every day.
You know what I did? Speaking of honeydews, I put a clip on the refrigerator. You know, I don't have any kids in school anymore or anything. Anyway, and I told my partner, and I labeled it honeydew list. I said, add anything you want. Okay. I'll look at it from time to time, and if I feel like doing it, I'll do it. Yeah. And actually, some of those things are getting done.
Yeah.
Randall, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening this morning.
Be safe out there.
Be safe out there. Now take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.